International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Have a look at the security in hospitals after the wire wrapper incident over the weekend in just a couple of moments. Meantime, it's 14 to 6. Let's go to Britain and our old mate Gavin Gray's with us. Gavin, morning to you.
Hi, Mike.
So it affects a number of countries, of course, the strike on the aid delivery. Three, of course, are Britain. So what does Britain do?
Well, what can they do? Yeah. Warm words again, as each of the country's leaders who have been affected with these victims are saying. No identities yet revealed for these. Obviously, they're trying to confirm the deaths and the identities and then obviously contact the families over here. But the UK has summoned the Israeli ambassador over the deaths. The Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, said he'd spoken to the Israeli Foreign Secretary and Foreign Minister Israel Katz to underline that the workers' deaths were, quote, completely unacceptable, describing them as deeply distressing, and saying they must urgently explain how this happened and make major changes to ensure safety of aid workers on the ground. And incidentally, Mike, something that's really going under the radar here is it is estimated by one group called the Aid Workers Security Database that 196 aid workers have been killed in Gaza since October. So although this is really making international headlines because it is such an international story in that so many of the victims have come from different countries, yeah, this is by far from being extremely unusual. Anyway, Rishi Sunak, also our Prime Minister, demanding answers as well. And for the families of those involved, a terrible wait to hear it confirmed.
And what can you tell us about the shooting in Finland?
Well, Mike, you'd have thought, wouldn't you, Finland would have been a quiet country and so forth, but they have got a real problem with guns being used for all the wrong purposes. In the latest shooting, a child has died and two others seriously wounded. They're all aged 12, and the suspect is also aged 12. He fled the scene but was later detained about 4 kilometres from the school, and it happened just at the start of the school day, the first day back after the long Easter weekend break. One of the victims is apparently died pretty much immediately at the scene. Two others, as I said, seriously wounded. They're in hospital in the capital, Helsinki, and this happened at a school just north of the capital. Police say that the boy who was arrested had been holding a firearm when they took it from him. He admitted carrying out the shooting at the time. They've opened an investigation into murder and attempted murder. But children under the age of 15 are not criminally liable in Finland. So the suspect can't be remanded in custody and is instead in the care of social services. It is believed but not confirmed the suspect had used a gun licensed to a close relative. Now, in Finland, gun ownership can be for anyone over the age of 18 once you pass mental and physical checks, but a child over 15 can have licenses to use other people's firearms. In this case, the child was only 12. And believe it or not, there is no limit on the number of guns that can be owned by a particular person. 1.5 million guns are in circulation in Finland, and that is the eighth highest number of guns per head of population in the world.
Interesting. We'll see you Monday, mate. Appreciate it as always. Gavin Gray out of Britain for us this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.